of Lake Effect Now, I'm Joy Powers. As frequent travelers know, or just about anyone who's ever stayed in a hotel, you're pretty much guaranteed some reading material in your room. The Bible can be found on more than half of bedside tables in hotel rooms, largely thanks to Gideon International, which has donated over 1 billion Bibles worldwide. But could hotel Bibles soon be a thing of the past? In February, the Washington Post published an article about hotel room Bibles, exploring why some hotel brands are moving away from them and others are just adapting. The article was written by Washington Post reporter Hannah Sampson, who focuses on travel news. She spoke with Lake Effect's Becky Mortensen.
Hannah Sampson, thanks for joining us on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much.
So is this article born out of just personal curiosity? You say you were at a hotel, just happened to slide open the bedside drawer, and there was a Bible inside.
It absolutely was. I stay a lot with family and friends, so when I do get into a hotel, I like to poke around and see what's there. I was just on this trip, and I opened the drawer, and there it was, the Gideon Bible. And then a couple days later, at a Courtyard by Marriott, did the same thing. There was the Bible, and it had a little buddy in there, the Book of Mormon. And I was like, wow, I did not realize that this was still as ubiquitous as it seemed to be, at least in my experience on this trip.
It seems like hotel Bibles are falling out of favor for a number of different reasons. Can you talk about some of those reasons why we may not see a Bible in every hotel room anymore?
Yeah, so there's some of the reason is just by virtue of hotel rooms are changing and the things that they offer are changing. So they may not even have a bedside table. There might not even be a place to put that Bible. So that's one reason. But then some brands are catering more to millennials, are a little more lifestyle oriented, a little more hip, and they are not required to offer Bibles. And I say required because I'm speaking specifically about Marriott. And Marriott does require most of their brands to include Bibles. But these couple of brands that are newer, more catered to young people, they're exempt. So they're thinking about who their audience is, and that's not an audience that they think necessarily wants a Bible.
It's not just the Christian Bible. I know you said that you also found a Book of Mormon, and that is the tradition with Marriott hotels that they have always had a Bible and a Book of Mormon. But even that franchise, where it's kind of just been a rule of thumb, they're moving away from that. And it's, do you think just to make sure they're pleasing customers, or do you think that will happen in all of their hotels?
I don't think it's going to happen in all of their hotels. They seem pretty comfortable and pretty committed to keeping that as a standard. I mean, they have 30 brands, so the vast majority of their brands are going to keep that. It's just these two kind of newer kind of lifestyle young person ones that they feel like it doesn't quite match the needs and sensibilities.
So one interesting thing in the article is this whole idea of hotel room Bibles was actually born here in Wisconsin. The first hotel Bible was actually placed in a hotel in Montana, but the idea started here with two guys in Wisconsin.
Right. So I guess there was a super crowded hotel in Wisconsin, and these two traveling businessmen met. They both discovered they were Christians. They got to talking. They got to thinking maybe it would be good to have an organization that is for people like them, people who have Christian faith and travel a lot. And over time, that developed into this group, the Gideons, and one of their main goals became putting a Bible into every hotel room that they could get access to, basically. So, yeah, born out of an overbooked hotel, basically, in Wisconsin many years ago, more than 100 years ago.
And Gideon has been very successful at that. Can you talk a little bit about how just this simple idea really hit basically every hotel in the United States?
So they have, they say that the number of Bibles they've distributed around the world, not just to hotels, but to hotels, hospitals, schools, prisons, is 2.4 billion with a B. That's a lot. And just in the last, in their last fiscal year, so it was basically like summer of 18 to the end of spring 19, they put about 650,000 Bibles in hotels alone in the United States. So they're still, you know, this is something they've been doing for a long time, and they continue to do pretty aggressively.
In your article, you mentioned the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is a Wisconsin-based group. How has their work maybe influenced hotels' decisions to stop providing the Bible?
Right. All roads lead to Wisconsin, I guess, in this story. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation, so they issue, or actually they provide these stickers that have like a skull and crossbones on them. And they warn that believing in this book may endanger your health and life. This is their point of view. So their members will sometimes put that in a Gideon Bible when they go to a hotel. They also ask hotels to remove Bibles from their rooms when they block off a book of rooms for a conference. And they've written letters to hotel chains over the years asking them to remove the literature from the rooms. It's not that they don't want the hotels to have it at all. They just don't want it to be in the room without a choice. They want it to be like at the front desk, something you can opt into, but not something you have to opt out of, basically. And I mean, in some, you know, we mentioned the Marriott brands, but some hotels, even in the past, oh gosh, more than 10 years, have made the decision to get rid of religious materials from their rooms. Travelodge UK was one. The Borgata in Atlantic City was another. And they just said they didn't want to discriminate against any particular religion, so they would make it available, but not kind of force it on people by putting it in a place where they could come across it.
That almost feels like a happy medium for some hotels, that it's like Marriott, where you have to have a Bible or you have to have the Book of Mormon, and other hotels that are sort of in the middle, where it's like, well, we've got it here if you want it. Otherwise, we're not going to make you have it in your room.
Yeah, there's one brand. It's not a huge brand, but called Provenance Hotels, who I think have come up with a happy, like you said, happy medium. They have a spiritual menu, which they put in their rooms, and it lets you just call up to the front desk and say, like, oh, I'd really love this Book of Mormon or the Torah or the Quran or the Bible. And then people don't have to feel like, oh, you know, I don't agree with whatever is in this text and I don't want to see it. They can really kind of look at all these options and decide if they want to welcome one into their room. And, you know, that seems to have worked for them. And that's really what the Freedom From Religion Foundation is asking for.
Do you think this trend is because of advancements in technology? You had talked about people can pull up whatever text they want on their phone. More knowledge about what a hotel customer wants? Or do you think hotels are just trying not to offend people?
You know, it's hard to say, because I think it really depends on the hotel. You know, I just think hotels are really focused on the bottom line, on what customers really want. I'm not sure they're worrying that much about offending people, aside from the couple of examples that I mentioned. I just think it's very low down on the priority list. And if they're not putting a Bible in many cases, it's just because they don't think people need it, or their people will value it, and maybe there's not room for it.
Well, Hannah Sampson, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much.